Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. I feel like we have so much to chat about with you guys. Catch up on lots of updates from this past weekend. This week's episode, we're really excited. So last week we did just summer trends in terms of fashion. And this week we're going to do current social media, just content trends. So how to apply these things to all your different platforms, but let's just dive into updates because we kind of have a couple to get through. So we could start with our weekends. What'd you do this weekend?
Yeah. I had a wholesome weekend, which was very nice. Celebrated Father's Day, hosted a little Father's Day brunch outside with my family and Josh's family. And that was very cute and just like honestly really nice being around family. I feel like I was not on my phone much on this whole weekend. My sister's back from med school visiting. So I feel like I've just been spending a lot of time with family, honestly, and it's been nice kind of taking that break. What did I do Saturday? Honestly, have no idea. I'm trying to think. Can't remember. But I did. Oh, this is going to be your next update, so I'll save that. But yeah, I didn't have much going on this weekend. Just wholesome family vibes. Loved Cute. It. What about you?
So I went to LA on Friday. I'm like trying to think. I feel like weekends are such a blur. I went up to LA on Friday for the Luke Combs concert with Revolve, which was so much fun. It's so funny because I was literally trying to avoid LA, which is why me and Andrew went to Salt Lake City to visit his parents to go see the concert there. Cause we were like, I was like, no, I just like don't want to deal with LA. Like it's fine. And then of course, like got invited to it. So I was like, oh, I have to go because I'm not going to say no to a free Luke Combs concert. So good. Yeah. And he's just so good and one of my favorites. So definitely took that opportunity and went. It was so fun. Revolve like rented out one of the suites, and I've never been in a suite before, I don't think. So that was a really cool experience. It was really nice. And I feel like it was a decent amount of girls, like maybe 20 to 30, like nothing too crazy. It wasn't crowded. The suite had food. There were seats there, and it was like a really good view. But yeah, it was really nice. And SoFi Stadium is so nice. Like, oh my gosh. It's just so pretty. And like, it's very spacious. And I think seeing a concert in like bigger venues, they're always, the vibes are just a little higher. So it was definitely a lot of fun. And it was a little different than Salt Lake. Like, the order of the songs was a little different and the encore was different. So it was so much fun. So I did that.
That's perfect.
And then Saturday, I think I did the same thing as you, I think. Or was that, I can't remember, honestly.
No, actually it was.
Was I Thursday?
Anyway, it was Thursday. I
did it Thursday.
I'll talk about that.
And then I'm trying to think. Okay, and then Saturday, hold on. Like, well, I'm blanking.
I don't remember
so
what I did Saturday.
Okay, I did. I had therapy. Okay. I had therapy.
Oh, same.
Oh, and then I've just, honestly, I've been working on doing a deep clean out of all my beauty products. I have just stockpiled for so long and I just don't understand, like, what are people doing with all this product? So I went through, I organized, I got rid of like old stuff, threw it out. I have a pile going to Detour. You know, I have a pile for an influence community giveaway coming up, just some really good goodies in there. So yeah, I've been doing that and then just home organizing, cleaning, and putting together some furniture we got in from Amazon. So that was my wholesome weekend. I don't think I left the house besides Friday. So that was exciting. And then the thing we keep talking about is I was just like asking Danielle, I'm like, did you watch part two of Bridgerton? Because so good. Like, it's so good.
It is so good. I genuinely cannot remember the last time I loved a season of a show this much. Like, I was shook. Also, I cried. Did you cry? I cried at like the mom character arcs. Like, I was just, I loved that so
honestly,
much.
Yeah.
Like,
so sweet.
the mom, like, no spoilers, but like the mom character arcs say, are like, so good.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert. Skip a little bit, but like also watch it because it's so good. But like Penelope and her mom, like, I can't. And then also, also the Bridgerton mom, like, so good. I just feel like the character development of the season moms was so good. Yeah, yes.
Like, specifically
even
for
with
the
Penelope
moms.
I was like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, honestly,
just no one saw this Penelope coming.
She, like, yeah, turned into just this confident queen and just like owning her shit. Yes. And then like she got the man. Like,
I was just not expecting her to like hold on to being Lady, wait, what is it? Whistledown.
Oh, yeah, wait, yeah, yeah.
No, okay, still spoiler alerts. But, like, just love how she hung on. And she's like, no, this is how I made my money. I made $10,000. And her mom's like, what? Like, that was so, I loved that part where she, her mom was like, I never knew women could do this. Like,
yeah,
you taught me. And I was like, I love that we're putting this out there. This is so cute.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was so good. And on Saturday, I literally already started rewatching it. I think it's so good.
I know. I feel like every season of Bridgerton, I remember like really liking, like, last, because I thought I was caught up, but I actually wasn't. So I had a whole season to watch like before this recent season came out.
Same.
But, and I feel like that one was really good too.
That one was really good. And I started watching it, I remember it, and I wasn't. It took me a few episodes to get into it for some reason, but then when I was in it, it was so good.
And then I remember like the very first season, and I just love how they're going through all the siblings and their stories, and it's just so wholesome and sweet. And obviously the music is so
good. I love the music. I love it.
But yeah, love Bridgerton. Did you watch Queen Charlotte? So
I can't remember.
Okay, yeah. Like, yes, that one.
That was amazing.
Is, like, I think truly, just not to be dramatic, but one of my favorite love stories of, like, all time ever. Like,
it's very beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. That, I cried in that one. I remember crying. Mm-hmm. I watched that whole thing in, like, 2 days. Like, I just committed. And it was so good. And I feel like it gives you such an understanding of the queen so much better, and you like get more things from the show, whereas if you didn't watch it, you might miss out on a couple things. So Queen Charlotte is definitely worth a watch. But yeah, this season, so good. Like, are there gonna be more seasons? I hope so.
I feel like, I know they have to be doing a season on the youngest girl.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's coming. But I feel like they're going to keep it going. She is still so young.
Okay, the only thing I do wish is that I wish the queen addressed Penelope in private so that they could, like, hash it out.
Oh, yeah.
But that they could keep, like, Lady Whistledown's, like, identity private and keep the mystery behind it going, because now she signs it like, oh, Penelope Bridgerton.
Yeah.
But I feel like that kind of takes away from the whole, obviously, like, guessing who it is. So I would have loved to see the story written that way, but I think it's very interesting with what they decided to do to actually reveal it and see if people, if they do another season, like, are still interested in what she has to say now that they know it's her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just something I was thinking about when watching it. But it was so good.
Ugh. It was so good.
I honestly, like, seriously, might watch it again, too.
I want to watch it again. So I already started. I'm like 4 episodes in, honestly. I'm like, okay.
Love it's that. So good. I feel like that's saying a lot, too. Because I feel like you don't watch.
I know. I really don't. Shows. I just don't have an attention span at all watching shows. So, yeah, this is your sign. Go watch it if you have it.
Yeah. Okay. Next update, really quick. I think it was 2 episodes ago where we talked about the spam followers situation. So I did some more digging and learning. And just in case for anyone who is still confused or doesn't really understand, with the spam followers, Instagram now, under your followers, if you click followers, you have the flagged accounts, and then if you like scroll over a little, you have like potential spam. Maybe I was just missing this and I wasn't understanding.
No, I just uncovered it too.
Okay, I'm like, That's okay. And if I am, that's fine. Maybe this will help one of you guys. So when you're under your followers, that immediate flagged for review is people who are already following you that Instagram is flagging as spam, whether that's like a bot account or whatever. I feel like most of the time it's those accounts that have like no profile pictures. They're following like 3,000 to 5,000 accounts and they like no posts. Mm. Like they are flagging those accounts. So those are people who already follow you. And so if you hit, you can like review them. But for me, they don't show up at all. So I can't see. Mm-hmm. So I was really nervous to do it, but I ended up doing it. I think it was like 5,000. And I gave my phone mm-hmm. to my husband and I was like, can you just please hit the button and tell me what happens? And I closed my eyes and like he hit the button and I was like, okay. Love and that. And like it slowly just like removes them. Mm-hmm. So that was fine and totally normal. And I was talking to Brenly, if you guys follow him, and he had posted that he did it. So I was asking him a bunch of questions and he was like, the accounts that he could see the accounts that mm-hmm. Instagram had flagged as spam. I don't know why I can't see them on my account. And I don't know if that's like a glitch or if other people are experiencing that as well.
No, mine was like doing that too.
Like they don't show up. It just says like, yeah. Can't. Show load accounts something.
But like not always, because I started removing them manually, but like before it wasn't showing them, and then sometimes still if I click on it, it won't show them. So like I'm confused. I think it's still in like some like sort a beta of rollout mode. Phase. Yeah.
So I was talking to him and he was like, most of the accounts, like all the accounts that they marked as spam were absolutely spam. And he mm-hmm. was saying how he thought that Instagram was being more conservative than aggressive. So that made me feel a little better not being able to see the accounts. I was like, okay. And also it's just like, if you know, the spam accounts are not helping you in any way. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hurt to remove them. Like it's not going to hurt your account. So I was like, okay, balls to the wall, just did it. So I did that and that was great. And then mm-hmm. the one, if you scroll over where it says like potential spam, those are people who are trying to follow you that Instagram is flagging as spam. And then you can just delete them so they can't follow you, which is so interesting. Like, I'm just like, how are they doing this? Is there criteria that it's marking these accounts? Like,
I like love that this is. Yes. I really love that they're doing that. And I really wonder if this is a response to the whole bot farm thing, because like this is such a great idea for them to do, to completely block these bot farms from mass following you if that's like what's happening. I feel like it's also in beta mode, because for some of them, do you only have the confirm, and then like on some of the profiles it says confirm or deny or something, but some of mine have confirm and deny, and some of them only have confirm and I can't deny them, so I just put like remove all, but like I'm confused by that.
Yeah, I think I only hit remove all, so but I think they have the two buttons, confirm and deny.
Like some of them only have one, so I don't know. I think maybe this is still in like a rollout beta mode, but I feel like this is so cool if they can like actually do this.
Super great feature.
So you just never get the followers to begin with, and you don't have to remove them.
I was talking to my husband about it and I was just like, I don't understand why Instagram doesn't have a system where you can set up like blockers for things for people not to follow you. So if like, for example, if the account was
males,
to follow you, or like setting up a like, I don't even know how they would do it. And I feel like it honestly wouldn't that be hard for a developer to do, but like different countries maybe, or ages or whatever, like it shouldn't matter. But I guess he was saying that Instagram just cares about like the like followers and the users and whatever. So like they, I don't know.
Because then it's like you can be curating your own safe space on the internet, and it could all just go anyone. And like who's you in can that do that now.
You just
flag.
Have to sit there and like manually remove it.
And then
one
I
by
get
one.
Scared that like my account's gonna be flagged if I'm removing too many.
Right.
So I just like, hopefully this is.
Hopefully this is like leading
whole
towards
part of the
that.
Rollout. Yeah.
Because, like, remember those apps where you could, like, see who wasn't following you and then you could unfollow them?
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, why is that not allowed? Who cares? You know? Yeah. So I just don't understand why Instagram blocks those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it should be so much easier to clean up your followers than it currently is. And, like, obviously these spam things are super great, but I need more.
Yeah, like, you want to be Instagram. Able to target. I wish you could search by male, because obviously this is not our target demographic. I wish you could search by country. I wish you could, like, that would be so amazing, honestly. I feel like we need to send in this suggestion. I'm sure they're working on it, honestly.
Again, us being consultants for Instagram. I know. But yeah, really? So just wanted to touch on that really quick, because I have been doing some research and talking to some other people about it and doing it on my own account too. But I think both of our views at the end of the day is, like, get rid of the spam. There's no point in having it. Like, it does not help your account in any way. So might as well just remove it. So that is that. And then our last update before we move on to influences of the week. Okay. For our South of France trip. Okay. So basically the 19th, which is in a couple days, is when final full payments are due, basically. So that means any of our travelers who have currently signed up, all their payments are due. I think if they were doing, like, payment plan, if, you know, they paid partial, all payments are due on the 19th. But we thought that also meant that was the last day to sign up for the trip, period. But we learned that is not the case. And we actually have 50 days out from the trip for people to sign up. So the 19th will be 90 days out. So we basically have 40 more days, right? So, like, a little over a month.
To calculate?
Yes, we will calculate and come back with a specific date, but I think it's a little over a month to actually fill the last remaining spots. If people are still interested, there's just the payment will be due is the only difference, basically. So if you're still considering, you still have time. But we just wanted to share that information with you guys, because we were just under the impression that signups were fully closed 90 days out, because I think that's how it was operated in the past. But now the spots close 50 days out.
Okay. So I asked ChatGPT for a quick answer. It's July 29th.
Love that. Okay. So we'll go with that date for now, and then we'll confirm with our coordinator. But July 29th is the last day to sign up.
Yes, to be safe, like, we'll say July 28th.
Okay.
Just for time zone sake.
Okay, July 28th. Let's go with that. Love that. Okay, cool. So if you are still interested, you have more than a couple days to decide. You have until July 28th is when it officially closes to signups, because that's when all of our kind of coordination and planning starts, and we're so excited. So that is our last update this week. July 28th is the last and final day to sign up for our South of France girls trip. That's just going to be the picturesque European summer vibes. And we're so excited. Okay. Next, do you want to share your current influence of the week?
Yes. My influence of the week is having, like, little charms on your bags. This obviously stems from, okay, have you seen, like, people dressing up their Birkins
with the little horse?
Like, they do, like, a full on, I guess, like, Jane Birkin was super into dressing up her Birkin, and she would, like, overload it with charms and pearls and, like, literally stunning things, like, where it's just super jingly and just honestly, like, a stunning bag. So I think that's where it's stemming from. But I've seen people just, like, put a bunch of charms on their bags in different ways, like claw clips, bows, like necklaces, like with the pearls. And I just think it's so cute and fun. So I ordered some charms for my little new summer bag that I got for my trip coming up. It's a little yellow Jacquemousse, and I've been putting charms on her, and I just think it makes the bag look so cute and fun, and honestly just really perfect for summer. I feel like this is a really cute thing you can do with, like, your summer like straw tote bags too. Like, just like little, just like your summer bags. I feel like it's such a fun little summer trend, so I'm really loving that. I have some pearl charms, some seashell charms, and, like, some cherry charms, and I just think it's so cute. So that is my influence of the week. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I've just seen videos, like also like ASMR videos of girls doing it, and I just like am obsessed. So I've only seen one actually, but like I was influenced.
Love that.
So yeah, that's mine. What about you?
Okay. My influence this week, I am just a Patrick Toss stan. I'm like probably one of the biggest fans. And remember that time we went to an event and met him? That was cool.
And met him and took a photo with him. Yeah, and he was like so cool. Literally one of the most stunning men I've ever seen.
Yeah, and so beautiful. They just dropped their new highlighters and I bought two of them. They're so pretty. I feel like the packaging is like gold. It's all so pretty, and just I love their Instagram feed too. Like I just love how they do their content. But yeah, so I ordered two of them. I ordered like the light pink one and I think it's a rose gold one. And then of course they have like a whitish, like translucent one. They have a gold, rose gold, and then like a darker bronze. So I ordered two out of the five. Cute. I thought that was reasonable. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm really excited. They just came in the mail and I can't wait to try them out. But yeah, I love Patrick Ta. I used to be on their PR, or they used to have this like gifting program, but then they stopped. And then the girl who was my contact, I think, left. So I'd love to get back in contact with Patrick Ta. But until then, I will continue to buy the products because I love them so much. So that's my influence.
That. I don't think I've seen those yet.
I don't know why, but like sometimes makeup will be on my explore feed. And then like the Patrick Ta, like people just like do lineups of them and they're just so pretty. I honestly love aesthetic makeup photos of products. I don't know. It just.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Tickles a little spot in my brain. And I don't know. I love it. So, okay. 20 minutes later, we are diving in to our episode this week. Excited to just talk about social media content trends and what we're seeing and noticing and what's kind of on the explore feed and what's trending. So diving right in, we'll go over kind of the different platforms. That's how we kind of organized it. So starting with Instagram trends first, I feel like one of the absolute biggest things is European summer vibes right now. Like, so
first of all, I wonder,
everyone's in Europe.
I wonder if the Europeans are literally like, can you guys stop saying European summer? Because that's like the only thing that I see also on social think media.
They have European summers, but like their own version. So like if you live in Paris, you go to, I'm making this up. I'm not saying people do this, but I'm making this up.
Yeah, you're so right.
But like people in Paris go to like Italy. No, they go to like
Mallorca.
Their European summer. Yes. Or like people in Italy go to like south of France. You know what I mean? So they all go to like their different European summer spots.
Actually, I have seen European girls call it their European summer. So I think you're right. Maybe they're not annoyed.
I think it's a very common thing there. I think it's more common for them, honestly, because it is actually their European
and
summer.
And we're just catching on.
And we are just like basically forcing ourselves into their picture. You know what I mean? Like we are
it's so much cooler than
we are
like
inserting
our
ourselves into European summer, because like American summer is not that cute.
Yeah, to like us, we at can least. Go to I mean, our like Hawaii Hamptons and that's it.
Yeah, like
which
Miami,
both beautiful,
but, like,
absolutely
raining.
Beautiful places.
Yeah, but yeah, European summer just hits different. It's the architecture, the buildings, the food, the restaurants, just the vibes are so good. So if you have not experienced it before and you want to, we have our trip and it's going to be so much fun. And September is a really, really good time to be in Europe. So if you're not trying to like go on a trip or anything, just anything that honestly resembles it or looks like it, I feel like you can get creative and like with your outfit kind of making it look like that. But anything with like European summer vibe, that is trending.
Yeah. And I feel like a tip, if you don't know where to go, I feel like you could research what hotels around you look like, maybe like a European influence, any spas near you, like resorts. I feel like resorts and hotels sometimes really can capture that look. And I feel like that's a good idea if you don't really live by anywhere that has that sort of vibe, because it is very much trending.
Yeah, that's a good tip. I feel like I'm trying to think in terms of like resorts, like what we have in San Diego. I feel like I'm like so blanking. What's the one we would always go to in La Jolla?
Estancia.
Yeah, I think they did a remodel, and I feel like I've kind of seen girls going, or like La Valencia, or I think Rancho Bernardo Inn was cute too. Like there are just different pockets.
That one was like really cute. You just have to get creative and like use your creative eye to find the spots. But yeah, anything that you would wear on like a European summer, put that on. Go out there, get your European summer photos.
Romanticize your summer content and make it European summer.
And I'm feeling, like I am seeing so much of this, and it's, I love to see
my Explore feed is completely full of it.
My Explore feed is all of Mallorca. Like, I feel like everyone is there this year. I don't know what it is.
So sad that we couldn't have our trip there, unfortunately, but that's okay.
Yeah, you guys, our trip was gonna be Mallorca and Ibiza, and like
I know
that would have been perfect,
but that's
maybe
okay.
In the future,
south of France will be beautiful, and I've never been, so honestly I'm still so happy.
Yeah,
but yeah, same with Mallorca, and just honestly south of France, I've seen actually a lot of people go to the south of France right now, so I'm saving inspo and location inspo, outfit inspo for a trip and everything.
I love when I see girls go there, because I'm just saving it all up, every single photo.
Okay, so that's the first one. The next thing is just lots of talking reels popping up. I feel like it's definitely becoming more popular, but I can't tell how I personally, as a consumer, feel about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like it has to catch me in the right time and mood to watch it. Right. But I feel like some girls do it really, really well, and they make it very engaging. Lots of like little vlogs or like come with me to do XYZ. And I feel like if you can catch someone's attention with that, that is so good. Like I just feel like those videos, when they pop off, they really pop off. And I feel like that's a really good way to gain a very loyal audience, because you're kind of just giving so much of you to your audience and like you're hooking them. So yeah, I feel like I'm noticing them a lot more on Instagram, where I would only see them really on TikTok. So
interesting. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have noticed them more, or if I don't really care to pay attention that long. So I'm not looking for them. You know what I mean? So
always on my Explore page. I don't know if it's just because I've like clicked on a few. Like there's this one cute college girl that does like these talking videos, and I don't know why she blew up doing it, but I think she's just really engaging with them. So I think I watched a few of hers, and now I just don't stop seeing them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute. Well, love that. And I feel like if that's your vibe, then definitely dive into that in terms of content, because I feel like that could do really well. And I really feel like reels are definitely the way to grow. So if you can find your niche within reels and, you know, find a series or topic or whatever, then that'll be really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And then I feel like going along with this, like, I feel like I see a lot more TikTok trends on Instagram. Do you notice that?
Okay.
Like,
yes.
With
and you
the
know
text.
What's really funny is that The Toast talks about this, where Jackie says,
oh my God,
that
I know. It's
not
so
on
funny.
TikTok, so she has to wait until the trend makes it to Instagram Reels before she sees it, because Claudia will be like, did you see this trend? Blah, blah, blah. And sometimes she'll be like, yeah, I saw it on Reels. Like, it made it over, and like, she'll know what she's talking about. And I feel
but
like that's
like
what this
sometimes.
Is referencing, because that's so funny. But I feel like people are repurposing their TikTok content onto Instagram, where it used to be the other way around, or I mean, I still do it, where I will repurpose my Instagram content onto TikTok. But now the TikTok girlies are repurposing their content onto Instagram, which as they should, like you should be spreading your content all around. And yeah, I feel like, I don't know for me if that works for me personally and my content, but I do see a lot of girlies do it and it is doing well. So it's like, I feel like I'm definitely open to trying it.
Yeah, like I feel like I see a lot of the silly with the TikTok text videos, like the little trends from TikTok, and they I feel like they didn't used to do well on Instagram. Like I feel like people like didn't get it at first on Instagram, but now people are like, oh wait, this is like really funny, and they're getting it and they're engaging with it. And I feel like there's not a lot of it on Instagram, so maybe that is why it's doing so well. So yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's fun to bring to Instagram.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's always worth trying something and seeing how it does. And
yeah,
you know, if it doesn't do anything, then that's fine. Like you're trying out content and exploring, you know, different things. And if it works, then great. So it's like, honestly, I feel like it's kind of a win-win situation to just even try it. So
yeah.
Agreed. And then also I feel like honestly kind of the same thing with ASMR content. Like I feel like that was very TikTok-y at first. Mm-hmm. Like I would only see it on TikTok. And now you're starting to see it on Instagram too. And I feel like people really like ASMR content.
I like love it. I feel like I really like the way that I'm seeing it, where it's not completely ASMR. It's kind of just like trickled into the video and you can still hear the sound in the back, like the audio. But I don't know. I feel like it is doing really well and I like to see it. It like tickles my brain and I love to create it too. So yeah, definitely seeing it a lot. I feel like this is a pretty big trend.
Yeah. I feel like just in general, I guess a lot of TikTok content or style of content is moving on to Instagram, which is very interesting. And I wonder if that's because that was like the period when people thought like TikTok was going away. Obviously that's still up in the air.
Yeah, there's like a date now, right? Potentially, but someone could still buy it.
Yeah, but it's like, I can't remember if it was 90 days or 9 months. I can't remember. But there's like a date where some decision has to be made by. So
I think it's January like 25th.
Okay, well that means it was 9 months then from whenever we were talking about it. Because that was like Coachella time. So that would make sense. Because that was like March, April. So yeah, January. So whenever that was happening, I feel like people were starting to maybe post their content onto Instagram. Because it was like, oh, shoot, if Instagram's going to go away, I got to start posting this on Instagram. Or TikTok's going to go away, then I got to start posting it on Instagram. Maybe.
Yeah.
So that could have been like what made this jump kind of happen, I guess.
Yeah.
Potentially. Like one reason. So, but we love ASMR content. I feel like I like to consume it. I haven't really explored creating it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love the like clickety click.
I know.
The sound.
The little tap, tap, tap. But then people are like, I don't trust a girl who taps 3 times on her products.
Oh,
I see that on threads all the time. Honestly, we'll talk about threads. But like, I feel like there's a lot of haters on there, TBH.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am still not on threads. And I don't plan on being on threads. Okay. Next thing is more of SEO in captions. So just using more keywords in your captions versus like a cheeky unrelated caption.
Yeah. I feel like if I ever don't really know what to caption something, I'll always have in mind SEO is what's going to help you and just make it something that has a little bit of SEO in it, because that'll help people find your post. But if not, a lot of girls have been putting it like underneath their caption.
Yeah.
Nothing like super new, but
is worth mentioning is when I did that meta call a while ago, I did ask the question, like, if you put hashtags or a bunch of SEO words in the comments, does that help? And the answer was no.
Like, in the comments?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
sense. So it has to be in your caption for it to register as SEO.
Yeah, like hashtags and comments don't.
Oh no,
don't register.
Okay. No, it all like.
Okay, if I feel you like want the something to register, need to hear
it, that. No, I know, that's why I'm like, I feel like nobody's saying this, but that's what the Meta person said was like, if it's not in the caption, then it's not being picked up. Because like, if you think about it, that would be super random.
Yeah,
like,
that people makes were a commenting lot of sense.
And like, what if they were just commenting random stuff just to like mess with your SEO or I don't know. So like. I don't know. Anyway, in your caption, if you're going to do it, make sure you use SEO words, or if you're going to do hashtags or like the chunk of SEO words, make sure it's in your caption, and you can like add the spaces and whatnot to push it down. But in the caption, not the comments.
Because I feel like I see a lot of girls that still do the comments. Same. Hashtags.
Same.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't think it's doing anything. Girls. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then just, I feel like some location trends that we're seeing on Instagram right now is I feel like summery picnics are definitely popping off, whether you're at the park, you're at the beach, just like a cute picnic setup. And I feel like this is kind of an easy thing for anyone to do. Like there's parks literally
find some
everywhere.
Grass. Yeah.
Touch some grass.
Lay down a blanket. Have a little basket next to you. Maybe
get
matcha.
Get some cute props, fruit, flowers, a book. Like so many different ways you can do this. But whether, like pizza is also really cute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, beach, wherever, just any picnic content is a good one. And then also farmers markets, I feel like, do really well.
Love
too.
A farmers market. Yeah,
it's so funny because I don't do any of these because these are not my aesthetic, but
but just
for the girlies
what's
who
trending.
Do yeah
yes
it's what's
I
trending.
Love a farmers market picture, specifically like with the fruit you're buying. I think that's super cute.
When I do go to the farmers market, I love how the berry stands look. Just the
I love the berry stands.
Rows
I know
of strawberries and like the raspberries and blackberries, blueberries. Like, it's my favorite stand.
Same. same.
But yeah, so cute. I feel like with like a cute tote and some flowers and a coffee, just like a cute casual outfit. I feel like that's like a really good content idea as well. And I'm seeing that on my Explore feed too. And then another one I feel like is kind of trending is like lakes, like lake vibes. Mm. So if you're like, you could set up a picnic on the pier for the lake, like that kind of vibe. Or so you know how the... in Paris, how they have those like ponds and fountains in the gardens. I feel like if you're obviously not in Paris, you could do that around a lake situation vibe.
Yes.
You know?
I wish we had something like that.
Yeah. And honestly, now that I'm thinking, like hotel pools too, like cute cabana, cute umbrella, if it's aesthetic, like that could also be a really cute vibe. So just ways to kind of get creative with content if you're potentially not leaving where you live and you're looking for content ideas or how to incorporate summer trends. I feel like those are some good ones. And then obviously our favorite and honestly year-round all-time go-to is a coffee shop. A good coffee shop.
Never gets old. I feel like it's just relatable because everyone goes
to
a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's cute. And it's like everyone has coffee shop dates with their friends. It gives you ideas on, you know, what to wear or like how to dress up a little bit. Because I feel like coffee shops, like you go after running errands, you go before you do something fun. So it's like you're always doing something maybe before or after. So cute little casual errand outfit vibes. But yeah, coffee shops, I feel like they're also getting cuter and cuter.
Like,
so
thank goodness.
They're always so aesthetic. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have a handful now in San Diego, which is so nice because I remember we were going to one and we don't even go to that one anymore because we found many other cute ones. So
true, honestly.
Love that. So that's kind of our roundup on Instagram trends right now. And then the next is TikTok. So I feel like we all know this, but TikTok is definitely pushing their long form content. I think their creator program or fund or whatever they're calling it these days is for long form content. So basically any video
that's over a minute.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to like get a certain amount of views, and then you can like start monetizing that content. I think you have to hit, someone posted something, but I honestly can't remember. I wish I saved it, but I think it was like 1,000 like unique views. So no like rewatches.
And okay.
And then once it hits that or something, then you can start to monetize after that. And then it has to be like new or something. I don't know. There's kind of a bunch of rules around it. So, but it's definitely opportunity. So if you're into long form content, I feel like TikTok's definitely pushing that right now. So that's a good place to kind of put it there and then potentially monetize it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's kind of just like an extension of the whole like get ready with me thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like more of that, but like a different way, tell a story,
but like strategically do make something.
Yes. Yeah, I heard like this Brooke Schofield with Tana, if you guys listen to the Canceled podcast, she was talking about how she will just be saying random shit and she will just make sure it's over a minute. Like she's like, to be quite honest, I could say something in one sentence, but I will literally drag it out for a minute to hit the minute point and I will monetize that way. And I'm like, honestly, genius if that's what you're, if your whole, like, if your audience enjoys hearing you speak and your brand is kind of like what you're saying and you're like funny, I feel like this is such a good thing for you.
Yeah.
To keep doing.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm always watching them. Like, I'm increasingly finding myself like just doing things and watching videos for longer. Like I sometimes will be washing the dishes and just watching TikToks, and I will be waiting until I hit like a story time or like some person that I like to hear talk. So like it's working subconsciously.
Yeah.
The whole
I know. I always thing. Like sometimes I do stuff and I'm like, oh, I wish I had like a long video to listen to right now. Just someone's like life update or yeah. story. But
I know, same. That's so like I guess them, we are liking long form content now. Maybe we had too much short form.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on who it is and if you like that person and you're invested in their story. So it's like there are kind of a lot of factors that go into it, but if you can find that person, then that's kind of like your go to person for that. So that's good for that person. Okay, cool. And then also, obviously, as well, lots of TikTok shop content. I feel like I just don't know. I feel like when I'm on TikTok, I'm just like, it's really hard to get my attention. So like, I'm scrolling a lot. Cause
like, have you noticed that like more and more videos are TikTok shop? Like every like one scroll is a TikTok shop video. Like, yes. And then the one after that is also a TikTok shop video. I think they're just really pushing TikTok shop. It is working, however, on me. I feel like I have made some purchases. I got that like back. Honestly, I haven't even used it though. Like, what the heck? Got it like a week ago. But I got the back camera thing that's supposed to mirror your screen. So if you're using your back camera, it's like a Canon G7X vibe. Like it's like you're looking at the screen from the back camera. I got targeted that on TikTok shop.
I have not purchased anything yet.
Okay. I did that. I did my car tripod. I did my mirror tripod. I'm doing a lot of gadgets. I also did my other tripod. I have, and honestly, it's like 2-day shipping. So it's kind of good.
I feel like, are they like piggybacking off Amazon Prime? Like,
yeah,
100%. Are these the same products?
100%.
Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. But I will say sometimes I do try to search it on Amazon first. I did try searching the like back camera thing and I could not find it. I feel like things are, I don't know.
Maybe they have an exclusivity with TikTok.
I know, I was going to say that. Like, you're so right. Like, take it off of Amazon because that's super true. Right now I'm getting targeted so much. The Dibs glow stick, and it's working. I'm like, but I'm not going to buy it off TikTok shop. Like, I'm going to go to Sephora or something. But it's like the Dibs glow stick. I keep seeing videos.
Wait, the gold
every
one?
Yeah. Like, that's like all I see on TikTok shop
that
videos
is so
now.
Funny.
I think like once you watch a full one all the way through, then your algorithm is like, okay, she's hooked, and like keeps serving it to you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so. I feel like I don't get gadgets. I get like beauty products. And so it's like beauty products that I either already have or that I'm not interested in. So I haven't really engaged with it yet.
Yeah. I'm just seeing it so much. And I guess there's more and more opportunities with creators here, with TikTok shop videos. Like, brands can personally reach out to you and I think give you a specific commission rate that's like way higher than what other people are getting on TikTok shop for, like, so for instance, I had a brand reach out and they were offering me 35% commission, and I think the normal commission's like maybe 8%. So I think there's like more opportunities they're trying to release with like TikTok shop and working with brands. And then there's also, we found out there's like TikTok shop agencies now that you can like get signed on to an agency, and they, I don't really know how it works, but it sounds like they're just really trying to expand this. And I think you're right. I feel like they are kind of competing with Amazon now. They're like trying to mimic that model, but with video, which is like kind of brilliant. I wonder if Amazon is shaking.
Well, like Amazon has, or you can upload a video. Okay, actually, but it's like not this
popping.
Yeah, this actually like reminds me. There was like this campaign on this random platform. I don't remember it, but it was basically like, oh, if you upload a video to Amazon, like your Amazon storefront featuring, and you have to feature a certain category of products. And it was like they had these rules too, where like you couldn't feature the same products in different videos. It had to be like a new product per video. But like anytime you uploaded a video, you could make like X amount of dollars. Then the max was like $2,000. So I think you would get like,
interesting,
it was like $50 or $100 per video, or maybe it was $200 per video. And then you could upload, and then if it got approved, you would get a certain amount. I don't know, it's kind of a while ago, so I don't honestly remember, but I wonder if that was kind of their push, because I remember getting one random offer that was a lot higher. I think it was like 200 per video, so then it would be 10 videos. But then I got another one from like a different platform that was like 50 per video, and I was like, you realize there's another platform?
Yeah, I feel like they've been trying,
but they're like just trying to get people to post.
They've been trying to do this for so long. Like the whole shop live, like the live video apps, remember that?
Where
they were, there was like a period where everyone was trying to make live shopping a thing.
No, I feel like they still are trying to do that. Right.
Yeah, I feel like honestly TikTok is doing a really good job with it, because people are buying it. People are looking at these real people on their feeds that they're already watching videos on, and it just honestly looks like a video on TikTok, and then you're seeing it on a normal person and you're like, oh, this person endorses it, like let me give it a shot. So yeah, they are doing a good job with it, I must say.
Yeah, I feel like I just have my guard up. I'm like trying not, like I don't want to spend money, you know what I mean? Like I'm not out here trying to spend money. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not trying to. And like a lot of the ads I get are literally still for the selfie light.
Oh, I do get a lot of that too.
And I'm like, we already know this. Like this I know, is we, not
we
new.
We really know this. Yeah.
Everyone has this. Like, okay. And then yeah, like Dibs or like Tarte, the Maracuja lip oil things.
I usually scroll immediately past like
that's what the I'm saying. Like as ones. Soon as I see that, I'm like scroll. Like I'm not sitting here trying to spend money. So
it does shock me like how viral these videos are and how many comments they have of people who are like, I mean, like they're influenced and they're buying it. It's like,
yeah.
So it's doing something.
Yeah, definitely great for creators as opportunity as well too. I just feel like as a consumer, I'm trying to save my money.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that's a TikTok trend is starting like a series to keep people hooked. I feel like I do like a good series. Like I will come back for part 3, 4, 5, and 6. Like,
yeah.
And then I need to know what happens. And I'm definitely one of those people who has to do things to completion. So like my husband will literally start a movie, and if he doesn't like it, he just stops it and then he's done. And I'm like, what are you
doing?
Okay,
honestly, I am like that. Like,
oh my gosh.
If I feel like it's wasting my time, I get mad and then I'm like, I'm just not going to watch this movie.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, I started it. Now I just might as well finish it to be like, I watched this movie.
Like if I'm not into it, I can't do it.
Love that. That is so funny. So yeah, like, so in terms of series, like if I start a series, I want to know what happens. Yes. So I feel like series are a good way to get people hooked. I feel like you could do a series on so many things. So the only thing I think we've talked about that we're kind of like not into is like when it's like 100 days of outfits and I'm like, oh my gosh, like aggressive. Like let's keep the number a little lower.
Yeah, but, keep it so but, like it's not intimidating to yes. keep up with.
But then props to the people who do it and follow through, because like obviously that is commitment. But
yeah,
keep the number low. But yeah, I love a good story time. Love. I sometimes will get served random drama or tea on TikTok, and I absolutely live for that. It's like literally strangers who I have no idea who these people are, but I randomly got this girl where she. I can't even remember. She was engaged to a football player, I think. And then she's like not engaged anymore. So she was doing her story times.
Oh my God.
And so like, I was hooked on those story times.
I just feel like we love to hear
she's sitting
what
in
other
her car with her car like packed up. You could see like her car was full of shit. Wow. So like, she was
see, that's
like
a good hook.
Raw. Yeah. I was like, girl's got me. Maybe she's monetizing these videos at over a minute long.
I hope
like
so.
Get that coin.
That is good content.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people are just so curious what other people are doing with their lives, and we never used to have access this far into other people's lives and seeing how people, I don't know, do things. So I feel like it's, even if you think it's mundane, it could be so interesting to someone else. So just keep that in mind and don't think your life is boring.
Yeah, that's definitely
care.
A good reminder.
Well try.
Because I definitely feel like my life is boring. I do not do that much. So.
But like, from an outside perspective, like, it's so interesting and cool. Also, from
You're
an
right.
inside perspective, it's still interesting and cool.
Yeah, good point. And also, I saw this thing. I think people have kind of been reposting this quote or something. But it was saying, like, our generation is one of the first generations to experience people having access to you 24/7, and like it is okay to not like respond to text messages and calls, because like our parents, like when they were growing up, they would leave the house, not have a phone, like go to work all day, be gone all day, and then come back home, and then you had to leave a message or something,
like you listen to your voicemail on your home phone.
And then they could decide if they wanted to call you back or not. But like that was kind of the norm. So this access to people through DMs, comments, anything like that is like a very new thing, obviously, in terms of like generations. And I thought that was so interesting. So it's like you were not made to constantly be answering people all the time. So when people have anxiety around it or they just like don't like it, like that is normal, because it is not normal to be contacted at all times of the day and to be expected to respond at all times of the day. So I thought that was such a great reminder and good perspective on our generation, and just like it's okay if you're not responding right away or if you take a couple days to get back to people. Like you don't owe anyone an immediate answer. Basically. So I did love that.
Agree. That gives me anxiety.
So interesting.
For sure.
But now we have the unread feature where you can like unread the message to remind yourself, and you can turn off the read receipt. So now people can't even see if you've read it. So then you can come back to it later and not feel bad. So I feel like that is really good. That has helped me a lot too. So, okay. So with starting a series, there's also storytelling. I feel like those kind of go together, or if you just don't have a series but you're a really good storyteller and you just tell different stories, if you have a very interesting life and you're just telling stories about your life, I feel like that's kind of why Alex Earle popped off, is because she has she's such so good at storytelling and like hooks people, even though it could
be
like the most
so
basic
mundane.
Story
so that's, if you have that talent, definitely utilize it.
I feel
out,
like
at least
for me, whenever I try to do a story time, I have so many millennial pauses. I have to like edit, cut, delete. Edit them like, out. It's yeah. so we, funny.
Honestly, they do too, dude. They're everyone's editing.
Are they editing?
Now. Like, I swear.
Like, it doesn't seem yes. like it. Like, it just
that's,
seems
that's
like it's.
That's the magic of it.
I know. You don't it seems think so it off the cuff, but it's really not. It's so curated.
Yeah.
But, okay. And then last thing for TikTok is just using viral sounds or trends, but adding your own personal twist on them that's unique to you and your content. So I feel like that's what I see on Instagram.
Yeah. And it's always like a trend. Like, for example, like a Sabrina Carpenter song.
I'm so sorry, but that and song then, is annoying me so much right now. It is just so
I also can't
overused.
Get it out of my head.
It's a lot. I will say.
Yeah.
I feel like so, that is the unpopular opinion, but I'm just going to put that out there. It's a lot.
So like, for example, using a new trending song like that, but then having the text over the screen for a specific part of a song. For example, I see this all the time, this specific video where she says, please, please, please don't embarrass me or something like that. And it's someone talking to their dog, and then the caption is like, me when we go out in public. So something really easy mm-hmm. with a trending sound, adding a text over it. It's not anything super new, but I just see it a lot, and it's always yeah. trending, always.
Yeah, and honestly, those things pop off, but it's just so funny. I'll be scrolling on Reels, and it'll just be the same song over and over.
Which
and
is over Birds of a Feather, again. Please, Please, Please. Those are the two I keep hearing.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think as like as I scroll, like what am I hearing?
For but sure, yeah, Birds right. of a Feather. I feel, you're but right. also I feel like it's the same.
There's another
five
one
songs
too.
Every few weeks.
Yeah. That's what I was like thinking. Like, there's another one that's like similar to Birds of a Feather.
But is it a guy? There's one by a guy that I keep seeing, but I swear, like the same ones
no,
are trending.
No,
because
I feel like
Billie
Eilish has a couple that are like trending right now.
Yeah. So. Also, I heard someone say that trending audios aren't necessarily as important anymore, but. I don't know where the truth, if that's true. So
interesting.
Don't know. Yeah.
I feel like it honestly depends on how many. And then also I randomly just thought of this. So I'm going to say it before I forget it, but yeah. those add your stories. Are those like, just like a hot second trend right now?
No, it like spikes your views. That's why I saw that on threads actually. So,
yeah.
And then I had no idea. And I kept seeing people do it. And I'm like, what is happening? Genuinely, what
you
is happening?
You probably because saw mine and you're like, what the heck is she doing?
No. Like, I saw everyone's. Like, this one. Yeah, like.
But I feel like I never
ones,
do those things.
I was
yeah.
so confused. So then
it was like,
I decided
show,
to try it out.
Show you as a bride. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I kept seeing it. I was like so confused just by everyone. And then I went on threads. And people are like, just so you guys know, like, these are spiking your stories, story views. And I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. So if you guys are like me and
that
had no idea,
so funny.
That's why people are doing them. And it works. Like, it 100% works.
So that's why I think, like, it's kind of a trend right now. But it's going to die.
Yeah,
like, it's not going to stay.
That's a good one.
And then I was doing some testing. And I think the ones with, like, smaller people, like, smaller amount of people who've done them don't boost your story views as high as like the ones with like 364,000 people have done this, you know?
Got it. Some of them are fun. Like I feel like some of them are kind of like a little get to know me, but like there are some that are just choogy AF. Like,
well, it's
like,
just like the template is like not cute.
I wish they used it.
Like, I know. I wish you used like a different font or like different
yeah.
colors. Like the one where it was like Pinterest sees me, like the font's pink.
I had the pink one, then I saw you found a black one.
No, I made it. I sat there and I put the black text over the pink text, and then I typed white text and I put it over every individual word and like measured it out and put it on top of it.
That is brand dedication.
That, yes. I just like, I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I tried. I was like, I can't do it. Like, it's not. Like, aesthetic is everything to me, you guys. Yeah. So I was like, I just like put it over it and like made my own. But anyone who like clicked it from me would still have pink because I just put it over.
That's so funny. I totally thought, I was like, oh my god, she found a black one. That's so funny.
No.
But yeah, those are really great. So I'm going to try to use them more if I see like good ones come up.
I know some of them were just so like.
Some of them are an eyesore, I have to be honest.
Yeah, like the, Yeah. So it's like, and then the other thing too is like, I don't know if you can search them anywhere or find them.
But like, I tried. I feel like I tried.
I was looking for one too, and it was so funny. It was that Pinterest one. And I couldn't, and I was like, ugh. Like, I was like, okay, I remembered who had done one. And I was like, okay, I'll go back to their stories. But then by the time I went back to their stories, they had expired and you can't search it. So then I was like scrolling through people's stories. I was like, okay, I hope it comes up. I hope it comes up. I hope it comes up. Did not come up. So I like DM'd Jillian. I was like, can you like send me your story so I can copy it? And I don't think you can like send stories after they're archived. So then she had to make a highlight on her profile so I could click it, copy it, and then she could delete it. So sweet.
That is so funny.
But like you can't just like search them. Like they're not stored somewhere. You just, I think, have to find them on other people's stories.
I guess that's the point. Is
like how are people making these also?
Yeah, good. I don't know. Like this is just such a mystery.
Unless you just create something. And then once people figure out
it's like spiking your views or engagement, then everyone uses it. It's
gonna do it. Yeah. Yeah.
But I see, I will say, like, I see the majority of, actually, okay, before this whole spike your views thing with creators, before them, I saw them from all, like, the normal people that I follow, like, from all high school. All the normies
doing this
They
or that.
Use them, seriously. So I think that's where they're coming from. Like, that's where we're finding them.
And then, of course, leave it to us to come and just, yeah, like, turn it into like, something else.
Yes.
And,
like, yeah. Yeah.
So funny. Yeah, like the this or that ones, I'm more like a little much.
Yeah. Like the circle, like your fast food restaurant, like
Oh my gosh, that one gives me anxiety. Like the movie ones and it's like you can only pick 5.
Yeah, or like I didn't really understand the like the pulley bar one where you do how much you love something. I don't know if you know.
Oh yeah,
about.
I do.
That one I really like.
It's
the
like
Pinterest
two things
ones.
And then
cute.
You had to like
Yeah.
See, I'm not gonna stay on a story that long to like take that in. Like I'm not staying on a story to read your entire like this or that. Like
yeah.
Just love the quick, like show you as a bride.
Yeah.
Love
super quick.
Where you mentally are, your Pinterest, how Pinterest sees you. Love those.
Yeah.
So cute. So cute.
Yeah, that was
though.
A good one to think of. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm gonna think of so many after this.
I feel like it's not gonna like be a thing for too long, so definitely take advantage of it while it's happening.
Yeah,
I feel like I do like one a day and like I try to spread it out. And then okay, I don't know if you have noticed, but like do you do it after you post stories or before you post stories?
I've only tried it one single time and it was right before. When have you tried?
Okay, I think I tried both. And I think for me, it did better when I posted it before my stories.
Okay, yeah, that's what I did. And I feel like I noticed it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, because
okay, you guys, so make sure you do this. Boost your story views and then screenshot your insights to have those numbers.
Yeah, but like, yeah, because you'll have it automatically on your 30-day story views. So then you'll just be building up your story views. And if someone's asking a brand for your story views, then you can send them this. If you are experiencing a drop or anything like that, yeah, they're definitely pushing it. I need to find some good ones.
I know. That's the thing. And then it's like, if you see it, you got to do it because then you can't find it again.
Yeah.
So
you can't save it. So
that is so funny.
I know. So funny.
Definitely a tangent, but okay. But so that was TikTok trends. Okay. And then just really quick on some other social trends really quick to finish off the episode. Threads. You're on Threads.
Yes.
I am not
Threads.
On Threads.
Okay.
I
have some thoughts. Okay. So like I forgot about Threads for so long. Like
as did
so
most
long.
People, I think.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was just me, but like I think it was because I just randomly started going on again. And still the people that I used to follow, like no one's posting. It's like this new wave of people. And this is what I've noticed. Do you get
previews of threads like in your feed?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So do I. But I didn't know if that was me because like I don't have a thread. So I was wondering if they were targeting me to get them.
Not like all the time though. Like every once in a while.
Yeah, occasional.
Okay. So, okay, here's what's going on in threads. It used to be pretty much Twitter. Now I feel like girls are really aesthetic on there, which was a plot twist for me because I did not think that's where threads was going to go. So, like, for example,
you have
like
me intrigued.
Yeah, like people are post, and I don't know if it's because I was engaging with it a lot, but people are like posting like their matchas in the morning and random. Okay, but I'm confused then.
So like, are you engaging on threads and on Instagram? So you're like commenting on people's posts and then you go to threads and then you comment on people's threads? No, I don't.
People aren't like engaging with each other. Okay, like it's like,
okay. Just likes?
But I don't know. I can't really explain it because it's like, I don't know where these likes are coming from, but like some of them pop off. So it's like aesthetic content and then it's a lot of complaining about everything, but mostly Instagram. And I'm kind of confused because I'm like, you guys like realize we're on the Instagram app, right? Like it's a lot of bashing or it's a lot of questions. Like people are just asking like what's working for them. It's a lot of like strategy talk. It's a lot of what's something that annoys you from content creators. It's kind of a lot of bashing of content creators, honestly.
I just do not have mental capacity to entertain that. Like I feel like my mental capacity is low in general right now to even just engage in general. So it's like I cannot even fathom adding something else to be processing it's in my like, brain when I'm trying to just maintain my normal engagement levels right now, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting place. I think it's getting to a better place. Like I'm enjoying the aesthetic content I'm seeing. And honestly, I will say I have found some accounts from there that I wouldn't have found if it wasn't for threads, like just random girls. So I feel like that's a plus. And also they added a new feature on Instagram where you can just automatically cross post to threads, which is nice. So if you wanted to like post on threads every day, you could, and it's just a cross post. And I'm assuming I don't know what the threads algorithm is at all, but I'm assuming they're just like pushing it out to new followers. I don't know. I'm sure it's like a new pool.
Yeah, because
of people,
when I again had that meta call, they were pushing threads, and they were saying like that's like a potential way to reach a new audience and like get new followers, I think.
Yeah.
So that's kind of.
Yeah. So I feel like it's going. Like, it's
should
interesting.
I sign up
it's,
or am I like good not being there? Like, am I missing something? Because, like, I'll get the previews and, like, I'll read them and some of them are, like, intriguing. And then you, obviously, if you hit more, it, like, wants you to download threads. And I'm like, ugh.
I mean, I'm not scrolling through threads, but it's not, like, a burden for me to have and to post on. I'm, yeah.
I just don't know. Like, post your cute matcha on your story.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's girls that are doing that. And then they're posting it on threads, but maybe it's a new pool of people. So, yeah, it's interesting.
I'm
it
always
is
interested in a new pool of people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's, like, some interesting convos happening over there.
I just, like, hate the clickbaity stuff and, like,
there's a lot of that. A lot of that.
That just gives me the biggest ick.
There's a lot of like courses too.
Okay.
So it's like, it's kind of like everyone's trying to like come in. And I think the algorithm and the For You page isn't like correctly tailored yet because they don't know how to do it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or they don't know like what you're engaging with on threads. Like, I don't think it's like pulling over from Instagram maybe. I'm not really sure. So it's kind of all over the place, but I don't know. I've been checking it. I've been seeing what people are saying. Sometimes I like it and sometimes I'm like, I have to get off of it. But it's not like a burden in my day. It's like not like I'm strategizing what I'm posting on threads.
But it's just like it just feels like it's another thing to add to the checklist.
I mean, yeah.
And I just don't want another thing, you know?
Yeah,
I'm happy with my current things. And
I will say, like, the girls that were posting on it a lot in the beginning, like, a lot of people aren't there anymore. Like, a lot of them, if I go to your profile, like, a lot of them is like September 2023 sort of thing.
Love that. Okay.
So
interesting. Yeah. Okay, threads.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so the next one is YouTube. So I feel like YouTube is just being YouTube, doing YouTube things. Like, obviously,
she's slow. She's there.
Long form content. And I feel like I still, like, all the creators that I follow that I enjoy watching are still getting a ton of views. Like,
yeah.
So crazy. Like, I feel like it is kind of hard to grow on YouTube. I read an article that said, like, I think they pay their creators most per view, I think was the statistic, but I don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure, but it said that YouTube was a higher paying app, but I definitely think it's way harder to, like, be accepted into their paying program if you're starting out new. Like, I feel like all these girls who have over 20, 50,000 followers, mm-hmm. like, started a while ago. And then obviously there's the ones that have like hundreds of thousands, if not in the millions. Yeah. But I feel like it's honestly like, has anyone recent like started from zero and gotten to a million on YouTube? Like recently? Like, I'm so curious.
It's definitely not like a TikTok situation where
you can like, just you don't blow up go overnight. Quote exactly. You don't go like viral. I mean, YouTube does have their YouTube shorts, which I feel like is their way of staying up with the trends with Instagram and TikTok. They're like, okay, yeah, shorts. And it's definitely interesting. Like, I do repurpose my content over there, and I will upload videos with the TikTok watermark, and they still will do okay. So, like, I don't think YouTube punishes watermarks.
So, like, is the shorts, like, you're repurposing your TikToks on YouTube, and the goal is to get YouTube subscribers?
Yes.
From in the shorts. Okay.
I think I've, like, it's just to help with reach. Cause I feel like when you post a long form video, it goes to your audience, but I don't know if it's reaching a new audience as much, but I feel like shorts, kind of like reels, reaches the newer audience. And then that way people will follow you there. I mean, I don't have a ton of subscribers on YouTube. I think I have like 2000. So I'm just out here, you know, just doing my best. But
yeah,
I think like you can slowly grow a little faster if you post shorts, if that makes sense.
Good to know. Yeah.
So yeah, they have that. And then they send out weekly newsletters, and it's kind of a lot, but like they always have a bunch of opportunities going on, a bunch of events. Like, you can enter contests. Like, they have a contest right now for creators who like to go to the Paris Olympics to be a commentator for YouTube or something, which is very interesting. Yeah, but I think you have to pay for like your own flight and hotel. So it's like you already have to be going, and then you get this opportunity basically. But that does remind me, there is a section on the newsletter that says like Road to a Million. And if you've like hit a million subscribers, you can apply to be featured in that. So maybe people are hitting a million subscribers, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like they do have their creator program. They're doing their thing. Like, they have, obviously, long form and their shorts. And I think you can go live on YouTube as well, but I don't do that. So, that's kind of what's on YouTube. And then, lastly, just to finish it off, is Snapchat. I feel like people are starting to post on Snapchat again, and I'm confused.
Yeah, I think, like, so Snapchat somehow got a huge, massive budget and are apparently paying these huge creators like over a million.
But are they huge on Snapchat?
No.
Or on other
platforms? Trying to bring their audience to Snapchat. Okay. So like I was listening to a podcast, again, Tana and Brooke, and they were saying that their friends that have like millions and millions of followers
have, on Snapchat?
No, on like other platforms. Okay. They're getting paid like massive amounts, like tens of thousands of dollars every single month by Snapchat just to be posting, I think, 100 like stories a day, which is like kind of a lot.
100 stories a day?
Yeah. Like, oh, they're getting paid like 10 to like 30K a month to be posting so much on Snapchat. So I think Snapchat is just trying to like bring everyone back. Like, hello, we're still here. And I feel like the vibe is they're really trying to fill that like BTS space for creators. Like, I feel like they're just trying to get, like, they're trying to be the app where it really shows you like the inside. This is what I'm doing every single second of the day, because they're posting so many stories a day. So like, that's where you go to see someone's every single second of every day platform. So I think that's what the huge creators. I'm not so sure what the smaller creators are doing on Snapchat, because I think they're separate programs. I think they have like creator programs and things like that. So yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know if this is going to be like a thing or if it's not going to be a thing. I don't know if they're, people are just intrigued because like their favorite million plus, creators are like posting a ton on it. And so people are watching it. I'm not so sure. I'm not sure if like people are already on it, still using it. But it's definitely interesting.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I think they're trying to build up the creator, but I just like, I have so many questions. Like, is there an algorithm? Is there like a for you page now? I'm not sure.
So do they have, we'll like highlights? Can you like save your snaps into different highlights for people to go back to? Or are they like,
I don't
gone
think so.
Gone?
I feel like it's gone when it's gone, but
I just don't
not.
Like that. Like, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know if you guys know who Austin McBroom is. Do you know who that is?
I don't think so.
He was making apparently like an ungodly amount of money from Snapchat because he's from the Ace family. This is like TikTok tea, but he was from the Ace family. It was like this huge, one of the biggest family vlogger TikTok accounts, like millions and millions of subscribers. They got a divorce, and so Austin McBroom was the dad, and he was like literally having a meltdown. Everyone was like, what the hell is he posting? And he would post his entire day on Snapchat, just like living his life, like kind of going crazy. And then he would be okay, like just posting his meltdowns on Snapchat. And it was like super popular, I guess. And so I don't know, he was making a
ton
of money.
So Snapchat's like, oh, we're intrigued. We have strategy.
No, they were
here.
Paying him. They were like fully paying him.
Oh,
and
before
he was like
he did that.
Making. And the thing is, he like wouldn't post on TikTok. So then people would be like, oh my God, you have to check his Snapchat. And he was getting so many viewers and like making a ton of money on Snapchat. And I feel like he probably brought a lot of people over there. And then they were over there and they're like, okay, let me watch other creators. But that was like the first time I like really heard of Snapchat coming back and paying creators so much money.
That is just so funny. Yeah. I feel like this is just, it's all coming full circle. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys were on Instagram when stories did not exist, but there was a period where Instagram was literally just photos, and then you would post your story content on Snapchat, and then stories came out on Instagram, and I was like, oh my God, I am not posting on stories. I like my Snapchat. And then we stopped
like
posting
Snapchat
on Snapchat, and then
yeah,
we
and
were
like
posting
Snapchat
stories.
Was just for your like normal friends, I feel like.
Yeah, and then now it's like full circle coming back, and now it's a thing again.
Yeah.
This is just like, okay, how are these creators handling all these platforms and all these things? And like, does this just not overwhelm everyone? Like, you have to be so high functioning to be doing this or have teams or like
like someone doing your
100 snaps a day.
Yeah,
that's like
so that's
bad
why
for your
I'm
mental
like,
health like that
right
is,
so
you should not
I
be on your
like
phone
they're
like
trying.
Your screen time is literally like 20 hours like a day. Like what?
Yeah, so I feel like it's like they're competing with YouTube and everyone. Because
everyone
they're like,
is competing
no, put
with
your whole
everyone.
Day here. Put your whole day here. Put your video content here. They're like, no, come over here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm like, damn, you guys had some
so
big
like,
budget.
So
I guess.
Like, how are we protecting our peace, you guys? Because I just don't.
You're not, I guess. let us know.
Yeah, dang. Okay, that is a wrap on this week's topic, this episode. Definitely some interesting conversations and some tea. Yes. I feel like this was a really good in-depth episode of what's currently trending in terms of content and platforms and all that. So now you guys know. And yeah, let us know your thoughts. I am sucking at influence community stories, and I need to I am going to go back. I really want to go back and do the summer trends ones because I love seeing what people think about the trends. And then I'm going to have to go back and do the platforms because I also want to know what you guys think. So we will be putting up stories this week. It's like a low-key-ish week, I think, for me. So I'm definitely going to try to do that. And yeah. Okay. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes. Our listener of the week is Christy. Her Instagram handle is at KIKIOELLA, Kiki Oella, I think. But she sent us a super sweet message saying she listened to the podcast and she took some advice, and that just made us truly so happy. We love to hear it, and we love knowing what pieces of advice stuck out to you, or what you're trying, or any updates on things that we talk about. So we love to hear this. Christy, thank you for sending that in. Also, she has the cutest daughter, you guys. One of the cutest little girls I've ever seen in my life. She does the cutest hairstyles, and she just has a very sweet, wholesome content and vibe to her page. So shout out to you, Christy. We really appreciate you.
Cute. Okay. Thank you guys so much. I think this might be one of our longest episodes ever. I can't remember, but no, it's pretty out there, but that's okay. We love long episodes. And again, just as a reminder, the South of France trip officially closes 50 days before the trip, which honestly, that's kind of close to the trip.
Yeah.
But 50 days out. So I think our last post on the Instagram was 6 days to sign up. Okay, I got to change that caption because that's not it.
We
so
really thought
we
it
did.
Was 90
we were
days out.
Committed to that 90 days, but it's 50. So just a reminder, you still have time if you're interested in signing up. We love you guys so much. We actually, we have trips coming up. Danielle is going to Italy this week, the end of this week, which is so exciting with her family. And then I'm going on a trip next week. And then I'm going on a second trip the following week after that. So we will be gone for 2 weeks, basically. But we are going to put up some of our favorite episodes for you guys to re-listen to. And then we will be back after the 4th of July. So we love you guys.
Yeah.
We hope you have the best holiday weekends, and we'll probably have so much to catch up on when we're back. But yeah, I feel like we've just been enjoying the sunshine that's actually been out in Southern California. It's been so nice and sunny and beautiful out. So anyway, love you guys so much. Hope you have a great week, and we will chat in a new episode in about 2 weeks. So talk later. Bye guys.
Love you guys. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.